First off, I apologize for yesterday's audio, which, as many of you noted, only came through one of the two stereo channels, which I know is unpleasant to listen to. There's no easy way to update audio files on micro.blog. I would have to delete the episode and upload. It would be a whole thing. And it exposed a problem. It exposed itself to me. It was really terrible. It exposed a problem I'll take the blame. It's my fault. But it's also Apple's fault. Largely my fault, but largely Apple's fault. Let me explain.
Your Daily Lex.
By the way, I'm not recording this in Logic right now, which is where I typically record all of my podcasts. So I just pause for the theme song, where usually I hear the theme song at this moment when I've done that pause. But I'm recording separately now, and we'll hopefully bring this into Logic later. But so there was a new version of Logic, and the Mac App Store helpfully updated to the new version of Logic. And it was cool. I played with it. I did stuff where it's got, the new stem separating tool where you can give it a recording and it'll break apart the bass line and the vocals and something else. Not guitars. Maybe guitars. But it'll break it all up into different tracks, which is pretty... Oh, it's the drums. The bass line, the vocals, and the drums, and then everything else. And it's very impressive. It works really well. And I enjoyed playing with it. And then it was time for me to record some stuff, and I noticed that all of my plugins were failing. So I use a lot of audio plugins. These are made by third-party companies. Apple also makes some of its own, but I use a variety of third-party plugins with Logic. They also work with, other tools like Pro Tools and whatever else. But when Apple updated Logic, plugins stopped working properly. When I saw that, when I was playing back my podcast recording yesterday, it just sounded horrible. Like it was buzzing and horrible sounds. So I was muting, turning off different plugins until it got to a semblance of sounding okay. And then for some reason, it only chose to play in one channel, just related to a plugin not working properly. So I understood the problem. I understood how it happened. And I contacted Apple. And I was like, hey, how can I download the earlier version of Logic? Because I need my plugins to work for my job, not just for the podcast stuff I do. So I don't need it for your daily legs, but like for my job, for my consulting work, there are people who I help with podcast editing from time to time. There's people who I help with, improving the audio they have from various things. But anyway, I need Logic to work with the plugins that I've paid for. So how can I downgrade? Which gets pretty tricky with the Mac App Store. And the guy I talked to at Apple was like, yep, getting a lot of these calls. And he's like, do you have an older Mac that's running an earlier version of Mac OS? Because you can run the App Store on that and download Logic there. And it'll download the latest version that Mac can support. And you can, copy that over to your active Mac. He's like, yeah, I recommend people turn off automatic updates for the Mac App Store. And I also recommend that, when you're going to update Logic, that you zip Logic first so that we don't update your original version. You can still have the old version too. All of which I get. Those are fine workarounds. But this is stupid, right? Like, if nothing else, Apple could very easily offer a way to download the prior version. I get that they want you to be on the latest and greatest. But this is pro software. And I mean Pro Tools. But not the app Pro Tools, which is a competitor to Logic. Anyway, it's dumb. So I take some blame. I had automatic updates turned on my Mac. I like having automatic updates turned on, so I'm not exactly sure what I'll do. But it sucks that the automatic updates can just kind of screw me over. So I'm currently downloading an older version of Logic on my son's ancient iMac that he loves because it's really good at Minecraft. And then I have to copy it over, and we'll see how that goes. I don't even know what version it's downloading because the Mac App Store doesn't make that clear when it says, hey, you can't download the latest version. Do you want the latest version that works with your Mac? So it could be like a version of Logic that only does mono. I don't know. Anyway, I hate that it was in mono, or not even mono. I hate that it was in half stereo yesterday. That's horrible. Several of you expressed concern about my basement. It's going to be fine. Insurance is covering it. We have a new fancy hose bib thingy on the inside piping to winterize so it can winterize even more powerfully. Blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be fine. It's just stuff. It's just time. And they'll put in new floors soon. The floor guy promised he would call yesterday. And while I was recording, he texted me to promise he was in fact going to call today. So we'll see. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope your basement stays dry. If you don't have a basement, I hope you just build one. Even if you live in an apartment, just build one for yourself. And I hope that by the time I put this episode out, I've successfully gotten Logic off that old iMac onto my laptop. And things are going well. We'll see.
Lex.
If you stayed after the program and you're like, hey, I wonder if all that stuff worked when you brought into Logic. No, I copied over an older version of Logic, but it was too old, so it won't run on my Mac. I have some different Macs that I could potentially try and see if I can download the most recent Logic prior to 11 with them that are my kids' Macs, but I don't know their passwords, so I have to wait till they come home from school. It's a whole thing. So I did my best without all my magical plugins, and I hope it sounds okay to you. I love you. Goodbye.